Hi, and welcome to a Connectabytes. I'm Neil Ronahan, and we have a first-time Connectabiter. Well, I guess maybe he might be part of the OG crew, and when we did these before they were mildly regular, Scott Thompson.
Hello. Yeah, I think I was on a few before we, like, branded them this way.
Yeah, you were on the Ambassador cast, if
yes.
I recall.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was, you know, when we first started thinking, hey, maybe we'll do this. And then we did. And we might not anymore, but who knows? That's up in the air. If you want to voice your support, reply in the TalkBack thread or email us at connectivity@nintendoworldreport.com. But today is a big day, which is why it's out on an abnormal day. It's not our usual late Thursday night, early Friday morning schedule. And that's because Nintendo dropped a press release bomb on us in the form of basically the entire 3DS lineup for the rest of the year, or more specifically the months of October and November, because I guess September doesn't really count and December won't have much.
Right, and what's funny is still, though, this isn't probably the release PR email that everyone's waiting for.
Yeah, you know, because no Wii U yet, but it's basically there's a snowball's chance in hell that it's the Wii U is coming out on any other day outside of November 18th.
Yes.
The only 3DS game that is planned for that day is Epic Mickey Power of Illusion. Nintendo published games, there's pretty much one every week in the preceding week to November 18th. So, yeah. I mean, there's that remote chance, but it's very, very remote. Let's get to the Nintendo games. On October 1st, we'll get our first double dose of Nintendo 3DS games following New Super Mario Bros. 2 in the forms of Art Academy Lessons for Everyone, the sequel to Art Academy that came out on 3DS in Europe at the end of last month and is actually coming as a downloadable title when the 3DS XL and Mario launches in about a week. Do you have any care for Art Academy? I personally do not really, although I've heard very good things.
Yeah, no, not really. And like two episodes ago on Connectivity, Don was talking about it. And, you know, it sounds interesting. He said he learned how to, like, draw a strawberry or something and could draw it in real life after, you know, playing with the game a bit. So I guess that's cool if you're a fruit drawing aficionado. But no, it doesn't really mean much to me personally.
I mean, it's the kind of thing where there is a part of me that, like, oh, maybe if it's on the eShop, I'll buckle down. But then again, Art Academy was already available on the eShop in the DSiWare games, and I never bid on that, even though some of them were free on Club Nintendo.
Right.
So I kind of doubt it, although I'm glad that that's being made. But the other game coming out on October 1st, I'm very excited for. It's Crosswords Plus. And this, while it seems like it might be a retail release from how they word it in this, it seems like it's going to be an eShop release as per a trailer that just said Nintendo eShop at the end. But I guess maybe it could be retail as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, yeah, probably. I mean, they're kind of hot on that right now, releasing them in both platforms, or both the forms, I guess. Crosswords DS was awesome.
Yeah, I know Lauren got that a couple years ago, back when we both had DSs, and she loved the crap out of it. It seemed like a really well-made game, and this is the kind of thing that if I can download it on my 3DS, it would be great to have there. I've been getting a lot of love out of the Brain Age Sudoku DSiWare game just by having it on my screen, and whenever I have a little time to kill, I'll just play a Sudoku puzzle.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's great for that, too. Yeah, I mean, just when you've got a few minutes to sit down and, you know, kill, it's great.
Yeah, and I mean, it seems like it's got a lot of cool stuff with Street Pass stuff, where you can, like, unlock bonus puzzles and share them with friends, and Spot Pass, where you can get more puzzles every day. And that sounds, you know, the right way for a Crosswords game to go. The next one we'll just kind of browse over. There's not really much for a couple weeks. And then October 18th, we got Sparkle Snapshots 3D, which is an eShop app in which you take photos. You can personalize your 2D photos by adding 3D layers of stickers, which is kind of humorous because, like, it's a 3D camera and you're taking 2D photos.
Like that, yeah.
I know this is out in both Europe and Japan, so maybe there's something I'm missing that's really cool, but I doubt it.
Well, yeah, maybe if you can, like, import pictures you've taken with, like, an actual decent camera versus the 3DS camera. But I doubt that, really.
It's kind of funny because Lauren got a new camera for when we went to Alaska the other week, and she could take 3D pictures with it. So I've been thinking of throwing them on my SD card and throwing them into the 3DS to see how they look.
Oh, yeah.
Might be an interesting experiment.
Yeah, actually, that would be really interesting.
Yeah. The next game is not a Nintendo-published game, but it is part one of the games that Nintendo is featuring. And that's Skylanders Giants for 3DS, which, oh man, I can't wait. This one's by Nspace instead of Vicarious Visions. It's coming out on October 21st, as the same as the other Skylanders Giants games. And, I mean, it's a sequel to the first one. So,
so you're
not too much to say there.
So you're stoked, though, I would imagine.
Yeah. I as long as Uncle Bob delivers, I have all of the original 32 Skylanders. It's pretty wonderful to be done with it for 3 months.
Would you actually pick this up on 3DS, or would you just wait for like the Wii U version, or will you even get it like on 360 or something?
Well, I think in this case, well, because the 3DS version is wholly different from all the other versions.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's being made by Nspace. Like, I'll totally get the 3DS version, and I think this year they're even selling them separate. So, especially that way, I will likely be doing the review for one or both of these games.
That's true.
So, that will probably be how I roll with that. And I think, though, I mean, even regardless of that, I would probably get the Wii one the day it came out. And, I mean, it seems weird to get the Wii one when there are infinitely better versions out there, but I, you know, I'm invested in the Wii one at this point. Not that, I mean, the things all carry over, but I have the Portal of Power for the Wii version, and they don't work cross-platform.
Have we heard any, we probably haven't heard anything about how that'll work on Wii U, right? Like, it won't use the pad, I'm sure. It'll just use the gamepad, you would think, right?
I know that, I think I was talking to someone at E3 about that, and they made the comment about how, like, well, they could just use the Wii U controller, like, and this was all like, this is just theoretical, because they still technically didn't announce the game for Wii U. I still don't think they technically have.
Sure.
They basically said, like, part of the magic of Skylanders is having that portal of power where you put your figure. So if you just kind of, like, had it resting on the controller, then that might take away from that magical part of it. So who knows what they'll do, but maybe they'll have the option for both. Like, maybe you'll be able to hook up, like, you know, a portal of power via USB if you have one from another system. Or just use that. I mean, I would hope that they would have the option for both and not just one of them.
Right. Yeah, that would probably be a good idea.
Yeah. And so the day after that game comes out, we get Style Savvy Trendsetters, which is a sequel to Style Savvy. And from what I hear, if you're into, you know, fashion DS games or 3DS games, it's probably pretty good. I mean, I've never played. Well, I think the original Style Savvy was at an E3 I was at. I did not play the demo. I believe Lauren did. That was the one that she went to. And I think she said it looked good. anything I've heard after this game came out seems like it's a good game for what it is. But what it is don't appeal to me.
No, not really. It's kind of funny, though. The original must have sold somewhat well for them to feature it like prominently in this email.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird just looking at the entire list. Is there's really stuff for almost everybody. Like, you have your Style Savvy for, I guess, girls. Then you have your Crosswords Puzzle, which is kind of like that Touch Generations, like, every age group game. And then you have stuff like Professor Layton and the Miracle Mask, which is also another every age group game.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, I mean, I adore these games, so this is one of my most anticipated games for the fall, so I'm very excited for the Layton.
This Layton game, is this relatively new, like, in Japan, too, or are we still a little bit behind?
Currently, actually, when this game comes out, we will be even with what's out in Japan, but that's also because Japan hasn't had a new Layton game since the 3DS launch, which is when this game came out.
Okay, so it has been out for a good year and a half now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, I believe Danny Bivens has made some pot shots about, like, oh, you guys are excited for that to come out in the fall? I played it a year ago. Dick.
Yeah. He's always just such a dick.
Yeah. That Danny Bivens. Oh, he's talking shit. Then we got Freaky Forms Deluxe. Your Creation's Alive! Coming out on November 5th. This is also already out in Europe. And the interesting thing about this is that it's coming out to eShop in Europe at the same time as the 3DS XL and New Super Mario Bros. 2, just like our Academy.
Yes.
And it's removed, and when that happens, the eShop version of Freaky Forms will be no more. Or the original version of it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, they want to get you to spend that extra money and buy the deluxe version.
And I think it's $20 or $30, basically, instead of like the $6 that the game originally was. And from what I've heard, the buzz is not too strong on this one. It seems like the RPG stuff is very, I think it's lackadaisical. It doesn't really add too much.
Yeah, I don't know. Don actually seemed to be somewhat positive about it when he talked about it on that same episode of Connectivity.
Yeah. I recall him making some comments about it. Like, I think he had some relatives that were really into it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a game, in all honesty, that I don't know if I'd pick up right away, but I probably would eventually, because Freaky Forms is fucking hysterical. And in all honesty, I'm saying that a lot. The RPG stuff in the game seems really cool.
Yeah, I think how he kind of phrased it was like, if you have the original, this probably isn't something you need. But if you haven't yet picked it up, like, there's no better time to do it, you know, after this deluxe version comes out.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, I mean, if only for the Street Pass stuff, like, I wound up with a weird, freaky form that's like, it's Iwata holding a Wii remote, and his eyebrows are wings, and he can fly.
Well, yeah, you guys had, like, an awesome time with it at PAX, I remember.
So, almost for, like, that's almost worth the price of admission. And then I guess the big money Nintendo release for all of the 3DS for the end of the year is Paper Mario Sticker Star, which is coming out on November 11th. So yeah, I'm super excited for this game. I think it's going to be wonderful. I just don't think it can carry an entire holiday season.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, it's essentially a spin-off title, and I don't think it carries the same cachet that, you know, some of the higher tier Nintendo franchises do. Yeah, so it's kind of an interesting choice.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I think Luigi's Mansion could do it all on its own either, which we'll get to. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird. I mean, this is really the big holiday title. I mean, really, maybe they just hope New Super Mario Bros. 2 will just carry through.
I mean, I think that's some of the logic, is that I did write an editorial basically discussing this very thing that we were discussing right now, but about how I think the 3DS Fall is really weak. And I don't think it's that there's not any good games. It's just that I think from a business perspective, there's not really anything that's going to push systems. There's stuff that, like, you know, me as a gamer looking at this, like, there's probably four or five games on this list that I totally want. And for a 2-3 month span, that's fine with me, in all honesty. But none of those games scream to me like, oh yeah, dude, you got to go get a 3DS for this game. I mean, that's what 3D Land and Mario Kart did last year. And there's just nothing to do that this fall. And that's kind of sad.
Yeah,
like,
no,
I'm not gonna tell my friends to go spend $180 or whatever to go get fucking Freaky Forms. Like, go get Spore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now you have the XL out, like, which is this gorgeous, you know, new revision, and there's just not gonna be much to get people out there to buy it who don't already own a 3DS anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that the one thing that's kind of missing from this press release is the fact that, you know, New Super Mario Bros. 2 will be out at, you know, by the end of August, and that will those sales will carry through the end of the year and beyond.
Sure.
So, I mean, I think that's something that'll work out very well for them. And it seems to be following my mindset, which why I kind of feel like they should release the Wii U at, like, the end of October, because then it kind of gives more time for exposure for the system and gives them, like, time to kind of dole out releases more. And I guess they're kind of following that idea with New Super Mario Bros. 2, and that they're getting that out as early as they can, so that way they can just reap the benefits throughout the whole holiday season. And then you got Pokemon coming out in October for DS, which will do very well.
Yes, of course, yeah. But you're right, I've always wondered why consoles, at least recently, have released so, like, close to that Black Friday date, whereas, like, if you rolled it out, like you're saying, about a month earlier, I mean, then the initial buyers who are going to buy one no matter when it comes out will buy it,
yep.
And then you still hit that holiday season too, like, right at Black Friday, about a month later, so you're not getting two different consumer types trying to buy it at the same time. You know, it's spread out, you get more sales that way. It's just kind of, I don't know, it's kind of weird. And
yeah.
if I mean, I don't know if it'll be as popular as the Wii was, but I mean, you remember the first, like, what, 3 years the Wii was on the shelf when it really wasn't on the shelf because it was just constantly sold
very
out.
Very true. And I mean, I guess, you know, I guess that's just when you release systems, and I understand that, but it just seems like a missed opportunity to not have the system a little earlier, because, you know, there's really not that much in November. Like, I mean, you do have the big hitters of Halo and Call of Duty, but outside of that, November's kind of empty. At least right now. I mean, maybe we'll get hit with shit all up and down over the next week or two.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's all gonna, I mean, obviously that leaves a lot of gap for Wii U stuff, so we'll see what happens when that gets announced.
And I guess the last game that Nintendo mentions gives a highlight in their press releases, Epic Mickey Power Evolution, which to me looks wonderful and beautiful, and I can't wait for that game.
I just worry that this is really going to get buried.
Yeah, I mean if the Wii U does come out then sorry, Epic Mickey, you're fucked.
Right. I mean, I think this will be a great game too, but it's just...
It's not getting Rayman origined.
Exactly, yeah. It's going to just come out at the worst possible time, and unlike a Mario game, this isn't going to be something that's going to continue to sell over the next year.
Well, I think you might undersell it a little bit in the fact that it is a Mickey game. It's still Disney. And I think that's the one thing is that, like, we think it's so niche because it's like, oh, it's like that Sega Genesis game and it's, you know, by this indie team, but, like, it's still a fucking Disney game. Like, Kingdom Hearts does well no matter when that shit comes out.
Yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, how well did the original Epic Mickey do?
I think it did very well.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I mean, that was just on Wii, and I think it was one of the best-selling Wii games that holiday season, and it came out at about the same time, although it wasn't up against a new system release.
A brand new console, yeah.
Yeah, that it's not going to be out on.
Plus, this isn't just a Wii game anymore. I mean, this is coming out, not this version, obviously, but the console version will be on PS3 and 360 already, so.
Yep.
I don't know, it'll be interesting. It's, I don't know, that's one I wouldn't have minded seeing bumped back, honestly. Just because I worry that, like you're saying, this is a wholly original game by the, you know, different studio and everything, and I just, God, I hope it sells well because I want them to do more things like this.
Yep, I love Dream Rift very much. So then the other games that are of note coming to retail, we've got Zero Escape: Virtue's Last Reward, the sequel to 999, is coming out on October 23rd. I haven't played 999 yet. I know people are very excited for that, and I will keep an eye on how that game does. Then we've got Zach Miller's Game of the Forever Code of Princesses on October 9th. We learned that last week. And Adventure Time 3DS is also DS is due out this fall. And I don't really know how much other interesting 3DS games there are to me.
Well, we mentioned it before we started recording, but just in passing, Rayman Origins is still just listed as Q3, which this game was supposed to have been out like months ago. There was a demo on the eShop, which you just informed me has apparently been pulled from the eShop.
Yes, and the game's already out in Europe, too.
Oh, did it actually? I didn't even know it had actually come out anywhere.
It came out when it was supposed to at the beginning of June in Europe.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
and
know.
At E3, we found out that they were pushing it back to release around Rayman Legends on Wii U.
Which seems so stupid.
Yeah. It's like, hey, when the sequel comes out, we'll put this game out that probably should have been out a year ago.
Right. And that, for all intents and purposes, seems to be a poor man's version of it. I mean, from the demo and from early impressions, but I don't know. What a mess.
And I guess the other few more interesting things, we got Unchained Blades, which is the XSEED game that was supposedly being brought to the eShop, but it looks like it might be hitting both. Because Unchained Blades is listed under both the retail list and the Nintendo eShop list.
Hmm.
So, who knows? But then again, so is that Crosswords game. So maybe it is just getting that dual retail and eShop release or something.
Which is kind of interesting. I mean, that would seem to suggest that it's not just, like, really big first-party games that are going to receive that treatment. You know, they're kind of spreading it out, which is probably good. As long as they don't charge, you know, $10 extra for the download version, which is what we're kind of finding out might be the case.
Yeah. So. Well, although it is going to be $40, New Super Mario Bros. 2 on the eShop. It's just that there's, like, sales with retail stuff. I feel like Nintendo's got a good idea of how to do this, but looking at the Vita, like, I don't buy new Vita games or I don't really buy Vita games for download most of the time because it's like, oh, Mortal Kombat's now $20. It's still $40 on download, but
right.
I can go find a sale on Amazon or at GameStop, and it's way cheaper.
Exactly, yeah. It'll be interesting to see, like, with those download cards that you can buy in-store, if that ends up balancing it out where you can buy the card and then download it.
On the eShop, we have a couple pretty interesting things. The number one is that there's a new Fluidity game coming out in Q4. That's an awesome WiiWare game that came out at the tail end of, I believe, 2010. It's made by Curve Studios, who they did this game called Explodemon that was pretty cool. That was on the PSN and PC, I believe. This we don't know if it's a remake or a sequel yet, but it looks like it will be great because Fluidity was awesome.
Yeah, I never played Fluidity, but I know it's highly revered. Probably
it is free on Club Nintendo right now. You should get it.
I should. I'm thinking about that golden nunchuck, but.
Yeah, I entered a shit ton of codes to get the golden nunchuck, so I'm zeroed out almost.
Oh, wow.
And then the other eShop stuff, Wario Land 2 is listed as Q4, the virtual console game. So is Cave Story is Q3, as is Fractured Soul, which is that cool platformer that's been in development hell. Night Sky is listed for Q4, that's another Nicholas game. We are getting the Mystical Ninja game on Game Boy. Which just came out in Europe that's listed for Q3, so that should be very soon. Q4 keep in mind, Q3 is over at the end of September, so these Q3 listed games need to get the hell out soon.
Right.
And then, as I mentioned, you know, the Pokemon stuff, we got Dream Raider coming out on October 7th, same time as the games, and then Pokedex 3D Pro is coming out on November 8th, and that's about it for what's here. And I guess to wrap it up, we'll talk about what's not here.
Yes.
And that's that Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon, has been delayed to the first half of 2013, according to this press release. And Castlevania, Lords of Shadow, Mirror of Fate has, I guess, been pushed back to 2013. In Europe, that's confirmed. In North America, the reply that we got from PR was just like, we'll announce it soon. Which is, I mean, to me, it seems like, it's not coming out this year, buddy.
Right. Yeah, if they have to make an announcement about it, that would seem to suggest things aren't on track.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Now, I might be wrong, but during the E3, you know, press event that was just about the 3DS, like, weren't all the games shown supposed to be released this year? Wasn't that the plan?
Yep,
like, it was like, was... and all these games you'll be playing by the end of this year.
Yep.
Interesting. I wonder what happened.
And like, I guess the games that were featured, they mentioned, Luigi's Mansion, Paper Mario, New Super Mario Bros. 2, all three of which came out. Epic Mickey and Castlevania were the other two games that got a big focus. Two of the five games aren't coming out this year, which is patently ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, very disheartening. And it makes you wonder, like, if they kind of had a feeling that was the case, but still just tried to say that just so they could get a lot of good press at the moment. You know, I don't know. I mean, I know things happen in development, but... I don't know. It's interesting. It doesn't make you too confident about either of those games, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, with Luigi's Mansion, I'm a little less worried, because it is, I mean, people seem to have it in their heads that this game's been delayed repeatedly. It really hasn't. It started development, because I did a bunch of research on this, because I was curious, and it started development at the end of 2010, so that basically places it by, you know, if it came out this year, it would be less than a 2-year development cycle.
Yeah.
Which I guess might have been optimistic. And, I mean, it is, as far as I know, it's Next Level Games, the first time they're working extremely close with Nintendo, and specifically Miyamoto. Because in the past, they've worked on their sports games, which I think they kind of had a lot more freedom with. It was kind of like they just had to make sure they didn't misrepresent the characters. And they worked on Punch-Out, which was... primarily with Tanabe, who basically runs the department that works with external Western studios. And it seems like this game might be going through a kind of Geist-like treatment where Miyamoto's more heavily involved. Because I think even when they were talking about Miyamoto, like, retiring and stuff like that, he made the comment that he is, you know, he's working on some Wii stuff and he's also working with the one team on Luigi's Mansion. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. I'm less worried about that game. I mean, It should be good. I mean, it's pretty much just following the Luigi's Mansion template that's already there, and like you said, Miyamoto is involved, and I don't think they're going to let that game come out in bad shape, which is maybe why it's been delayed. But yeah. Castlevania is a little worrisome.
Yeah. I mean, there was some frame rate issue at E3. I mean, that's demos and stuff, so that shouldn't be too much of an issue. But, I mean, I don't really know. Who knows how short the development cycle has been like this. Maybe they've had to funnel people into the 360 PS3 game that's coming out sometime next year. Who knows? But, yeah, it looks like that's probably going to be a 2013 release. On the other hand, it makes 2013 look awesome. Because right now, I think in the first half of 2013, we should be getting, you know, Luigi's Mansion, Castlevania, Fire Emblem, Animal Crossing. Not really too bad, considering that we don't really know anything else that's coming out in 2013.
No, nothing. For either platform, really. I mean,
yeah.
If you want to include Wii U, we don't really know much about it at all, but
yeah,
we don't know any future projects, so.
I mean, that's one thing that I guess maybe you credit Nintendo, I don't know, but just how we really don't know any major Wii U exclusives outside of a 3-month window.
Right, and I feel like they've kind of been doing that the past few E3s anyway, yeah. Where they just kind of reveal what's coming out within the next 6 months, really, and yep. then you're kind of just left guessing until...
Yeah, the only stuff that you really know about is stuff that's delayed, because remember, I guess this time last year, like, we knew about Luigi's Mansion, we knew about Kid Icarus, but we had no idea about New Super Mario Bros. 2, no idea about Mario Tennis Open, no idea that Spirit Camera was going to come over, And then, with New Super Mario Bros. 2, like, let's put this in perspective. It was announced at the end of April, I believe, and it came out in Japan 3 months later.
Right.
So anyone that's worrying about 2013, you should slow your roll. It's nothing to worry about. It's just that Nintendo is Nintendo. So
right, and they've just changed the way they deal with these things. You know, they don't lay those teases out there for like the next 2 years while a game's in development. I mean, the only thing like we have like that now is probably Super Mario Brothers Brawl.
Super Smash Brothers.
That
would be an interesting game.
God, I'm an idiot. Yeah, Super Smash Brothers. That would.
And
be
I think that
game.
That's more is a, because that's the kind of game that they need to kind of pump up. And
yeah.
I think it's one that, you know, benefits from that attention.
Right.
And I think there's also that part of it that I think Sakurai kind of likes the attention. Because they did the same shit with Kid Icarus, too, throughout the development.
Mm-hmm.
Where he'd show up and do an interview every now and then, post pictures of Cat, et cetera, et cetera.
Everything you loved.
Yep. other than that, like, I mean, we know there's a Zelda game in the works.
Yep.
Like, duh. No shit, there's a Zelda game in the works. I have a feeling we'll probably see maybe a Zelda 3DS game next year. That could be interesting.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it would be time for it.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think that Zelda team would have been working on it for 2 years, and I imagine maybe you got to a certain point with Skyward Sword where, you know, a little bit of the team broke off and started working on, you know, pre-production for a 3DS game or even like another team or something. Who knows? We'll find out soon enough, though.
Mm-hmm.
And, before we get into too much speculation, we will move on from this bonus Connectabytes, which might be the Connectabytes for this week because Patrick's on vacation. I don't know if I want to do another one after this. But until next time, thank you, Scott, for joining us.
Of course.
We will talk to y'all later.
Bye.